Walking through any city, graffiti can just blend into the background. At its worst, it is vulgar or even gang-related. For those instances, the City of Providence retains a graffiti task force. They drive throughout the city, rolling or painting over the city's spray-painted walls. But some believe that Providence has yet to see graffiti at its best.
People that don't really get to know the art form as art, like anything, if you don't take the time to really understand it, you can come to quick conclusions.
That's Yarrow Thorne, the founder of the Providence organization, The Avenue Concept. He and his organization work with the city to create spaces where artists can spray paint walls legally. Surprisingly, Thorne does not make graffiti himself.
The funny thing is I'm actually not an artist. I'm a organizer and facilitator, and I take a lot of pleasure in helping people solve problems.
But what exactly are these problems? Thorne believes that while Providence bills itself as the creative capital, the city is hesitant to support graffiti as public art.
Providence is a creative capital, but there's almost no public art. You know, the city sells itself to all these artists that live here, and why aren't there sculptures in every corner? Why aren't there buildings painted that are two stories tall?
He believes there are a few reasons why people are hesitant to consider graffiti public art. For one, Thorne admits graffiti does have a decidedly dodgy side.
It's not all positive. I'm not going to lie about that either. There's a lot of people that definitely destroy buildings in Providence. Part of the culture is to act up and, you know, retaliate a bunch, and that definitely doesn't help.
There's also the issue that some people simply don't want to be stuck with public street art forever, especially if they don't like it. But the Avenue Concept has a solution to that problem, with what they call revolving walls.
We want walls to change. You know, we want someone to walk to work one morning and see this amazing piece of art, and, you know, next week to come walk down the same street and see totally new art.
Thorne also says that because of the many neighborhood organizations in Providence, it's especially important for centralized government support.
College Hill Neighborhood Association, Fox Point Neighborhood Association, you know, Hope Street Organization, WBNA, you know, all of those groups have their own boards, their own committees, their own directors, their own everything. You know, and it's very difficult for anything to really get done.
But Thorne is determined. He comes from Northampton, Massachusetts, where he watched firsthand as the city transformed from an old mill town to a thriving cultural area in the late 70s.
My parents were very involved with the transformation of Northampton as a city. And I think that's where a lot of this urban kind of planning and not taking no for an answer came from.
His tenacity is coupled with a growing public interest in street art. One of the most famous street artists in the world, Banksy, is now commissioned by cities and has sold art for tens of thousands of dollars. Despite what Thorne sees as Providence's slow uptake, he is determined to stay.
You know, everyone says you should go to Philadelphia or Toronto or all these other cities that really embrace public art. And I keep saying, no, I don't want to do that. I want to stay in Rhode Island. I want to create it here. There's a lot of open opportunities here that are not available in other cities because nothing's really been painted.
But some things are being painted, and Thorne's resolve has led to the first partnership with the Department of Transportation. After 5 years of planning, artists with the Avenue Concept painted a 140-foot wall on Westminster Street this April. Thorne admits that things can be different when you're no longer illegally painting walls in the dead of night, and acknowledges that something may be lost when art meant to comment on the man begins working for said man.
You have to follow a basic set of guidelines, but, you know, that's part of being part of a society and making public art. You know, you have to work with people.
And what exactly are those guidelines?
Positive art, things that are colorful and, you know, interesting to look at, you know, no gangs, no drugs, no violence, no weapons, nothing vulgar.
Despite the rules, Thorne says he's never worked with any artists who are unwilling to accommodate. What's more, many of them believe wholeheartedly in his vision. One artist who has worked with the Avenue Concept and wishes to remain anonymous says Thorne acts as a liaison between the artists and the public.
The general consensus is that he's trying to put a positive light on the graffiti scene to let the community and the people know that there's something out there other than a kid writing on the mailbox in your neighborhood.
And those rules about positive art seem to pay off. When Yarrow Thorne bought the Avenue Concept building on Lockwood Street in South Providence in 2006, He says the area used to be plagued by destructive graffiti.
The outside of the building and the property has been transformed slowly using urban art. We've had a lot of the negative tagging or about four city blocks around this building stopped when we started allowing people to paint the building.
This gets to the heart of what the Avenue concept is really all about: building communities in Providence and creating spaces where people feel safe and welcome to explore their city. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm John Bender.